Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Joe Sugarman about becoming a father for the second time and how he and his wife followed their birth plan a little too by the book.
So it is December 19th, 2008, and my wife, Sonia, is 9 months pregnant with our second child. And in fact, her due date is the next day. And it's about 6 p.m., and I walk in the door, and Sonia, who had been having contractions for the last few weeks, says to me, I think my contractions feel a little bit different. Maybe we should go to the hospital. And I said, oh, okay, great. So we had a bag that was already packed. We had someone come over and watch my daughter. And we didn't dilly-dally at all. And we were out the door within 10 minutes. And we're about to get in the car. And Sonia says, I think my water is about to break. And I said, hold on, let me get a towel. And so I went back in, got a towel, put it on the seat, and pull out the driveway, and sure enough, her water breaks. And last time her water broke with my daughter, she gave birth about 2 hours later. So I figured, oh, cool, we're gonna have a baby tonight. This is awesome. So we get to the end of the block, and she lets out this little yell. And we go another block, and she yells again. And we get to York Road. We live near Belvedere Square, and she lets out the loudest yell yet. And now, my wife is a pretty calm person, so I looked over and said, are you okay? What's going on? And she said 7 words that sort of horrified me. She said, I feel like I have to push. And I said, no, you don't. No pushing. You do not have to push. There is no pushing. No. But we're still pretty calm because, I mean, we're going to GBMC, and it's 10 minutes away, and what could happen in 10 minutes? So it's still sort of rush hour, and there's a lot of traffic, and it's sleeting, and I'm starting to get a little bit worried, and my wife is definitely in pain, and so I start going around some cars and maybe going through a red light or two, and we get to the corner of Bologna and Charles Street, and she lets out this blood-curdling scream, and she says, oh, my God, I can feel the head. I can feel the head is coming out. And I said, no, it's not. Cross your legs. Just cross your legs. Cross your legs. No head's coming out. Just cross your legs. But I was really pretty scared at that point, and I went onto the shoulder of Charles Street and sort of flying down Charles Street, honking my horn, turned into GBMC, flew up into the maternity ward entrance, left my poor wife in the car, went running into the maternity ward, and I went up to the receptionist there, and I started screaming, my wife is having a baby in the car, you have to help, she's having a baby in the car. And the receptionist on the phone said, okay, sir, we'll be right with you, all right, we'll be right with you. And I said, no, you don't understand, she's having a baby in the car now, she's having a baby. And she said, I understand, sir, we'll be right with you. And so I went back outside, and I opened the door, and my wife is sitting there, and she's still in her jeans. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, the baby's going to be born with Levi's tattooed on its forehead. So I rip off Sonia's shoes, I rip off her pants, and, like, sure enough, there's baby coming out. And so I'm like, okay, what's the irony of this? I'm going to deliver my own child in front of the maternity ward at GBMC. So in what seemed like forever, finally some nurses came running out, and they're pushing a wheelchair. And I'm saying, no time for a wheelchair. We're having a baby here, baby. And luckily, one of the nurses turns out to be a midwife. And the midwife looks in the car and says, oh my God, you have a baby here. I'm like, yes, there's a baby here. There's a baby coming out. So the midwife literally puts her hands down, catches the baby, and I swear to God, my wife says, oh, that's better. And meanwhile, it's pitch black, and the midwife is saying, sir, can you turn on your dome light, please? And meanwhile, the dome light had burned out a week before, and I hadn't replaced it. And she said, sir, we need a blanket or something. So I took off my scarf, and they wrapped the baby in the blanket. Finally, someone came running out with some clamps to cut the umbilical cord and some blankets. They wrapped the baby. But at that point, the baby wasn't crying. So I was very scared, to say the least. and they rushed the baby in the hospital, and they brought out a stretcher and loaded my wife on it and rushed her into the hospital. And I'm just sort of left standing there holding the keys to the car like, what the hell just happened? And there's a security guard who had come out, and he's standing there with his mouth open. And I just threw him the keys and said, here, do whatever you need to do with the car. And so I went running back into the hospital, and the receptionist stopped me. She said, sir, we need to have your identification. You need to register first before I can let you back there. I was like, oh, okay. So signed up, registered, and went back into the delivery rooms, looking around for my wife and child, and finally found the right room, and there's a doctor examining the baby, and turns out it's a girl. We had no idea because it was so dark in the car. And the doctor said, oh, yeah, she's fine. I looked over at my wife, and a doctor was examining her, and the doctor said, oh, yeah, she's fine. And at that point, I nearly fainted. Just the adrenaline, just everything. And a nurse noticed me, and she pulled me aside, and she sat me down on the couch and gave me a cold compress and a glass of ginger ale. So I looked over at Sony, and she looked at me, and she just said, you know, I just gave birth in a car, but you look worse than I do. I certainly felt that way. But so that's the story of how my second daughter was born. But you may have some questions. First of all, we were not actually charged a delivery fee. We were charged no fee for the doctor to deliver the baby, so my wife saved our insurance company about $1,500. Number two, we were the car actually cleaned up pretty well. I went back the next morning about 5 a.m. and cleaned it out in front of my house, and I was so scared that a police officer would come by and be like, sir, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, my wife gave birth in the car. She's fine. It's just a little blood. She's fine. Number three, we did not name the baby Subaru, although a lot of people did suggest that. We did name her Sadie Rose, and she's 4 years old now, a beautiful girl, and it'll be another 12 years when she's 16, and damn it, she's going to learn how to drive on that car. So, thank you. And wherever my wife is, please stand up and take a bow, because you did all the work, so I don't know where you are. There she is.
That was Joe Sugarman sharing the surprising way his daughter came into the world. You can hear this story and others at StoopStorytelling.com, as well as at the Stoop Podcast. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. We get an extra hour this weekend when we turn our clocks back tomorrow night. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.